This is the Midwest Punks Podcast. A little bit longer of an intro than we usually do, Brian, but that was Bang Bang by Green Day. A few reasons we started off with that song. We were talking, and apparently yesterday was Billy Joe Armstrong, singer from Green Day. It was his birthday, so wanted to throw that in and give a little nod to him. I mean, I covered Green Day on our first episode as being the band that really got me into it. And then into punk and music like this. Then over the weekend, Brian, we were at a special event and met a pretty cool little kid.
Yeah.
We were at the Northwest Indiana Comic Con, which took place in Schererville, and that was Saturday. Brian and I were there with the station we work for, Lakeshore Public Radio, and we were actually with our co-worker's show podcast, Region Nerd Alert, Jose. So we were there representing those two. Didn't have our Midwest Punks hat on, but we ended up finding a lady and her son were walking around. He was 4 years old. His name's Edison. And she was like, "We're looking for the Midwest Punks. We saw on Facebook they posted that they were going to be here with you guys." And Jose pointed and said, "Well, this is one of them." And it was me. And this little kid's face just lit up, and he was jumping up and down, and his eyes got huge, and he came over and wanted to pound it and give me fist bump and was so excited. And then I hurried up and texted Brian, who was walking around the show. Brian, you came over and he was so excited, right?
It was pretty amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, definitely something we weren't expecting. And, we 5 episodes in. This is episode 6, I think. And
yep.
You know, we have some Facebook followers, nothing big. I mean, we don't really have a lot of airtime. We're pretty new, so to know that we have any fans that are as excited about us as Edison was pretty cool. His mom said that he listens to the show. It's like one of the only shows he really let her listen to all the way through. He loves the show. He loved when we played some Green Day and some Rancid. So that's why, again, we started off with a Green Day song. So Edison, like Bang Bang by Green Day, that was for you. Hope you liked that one. It's pretty fast. And actually, I know that Tim Armstrong from Rancid, who's really close friends with Billy Joe Armstrong, no relation, even though the last names are the same, he helped produce that video with them and helped work on that song with them, so that might be why it's a little faster. Brian, we were talking that, a lot of Green Day, their newer stuff isn't usually that hard or fast. It's they kind of have a different sound going right now.
Compared to, the older stuff.
Yeah.
Dookie and things.
Yeah, and I know they have a new album out. We can't really say the name on air. There's but apparently
run into a lot of that punk music.
And I haven't listened to it, but and that's the conversation we're having with Edison's mom, was that she actually kind of liked it, so I'll definitely have to check it out. But hope that Edison you like that song, and thanks for meeting us. We definitely appreciate seeing a fan, especially someone as excited as you. So that was cool, good way to start the show. Again, we're here. Last week we did some Valentine's Day songs that hopefully you guys gave a listen to, and maybe had some on the playlist for Valentine's Day's dates and things like that. We have some local bands today that Brian and I we've been kind of scouring the internet and doing our research and trying to find some local bands that make good music and that we can share with you. So, Brian, I know you found a couple and
some older ones that just are like hyper local, South Side Chicago and kind of Indianapolis, Indiana, Bloomington.
Yeah, and you got a couple that were tied to Off the Alley today?
Yeah, bands that played there often or kind of got their start there. So I kind of wanted to grab a group of those and kind of give a shout out to those bands that kind of created that Chicago sound, and I think they don't get as much play as they should, so I kind of want to.
And Off the Alley's in.
They were a club in Homewood.
Okay.
It's no longer around, but it was a back room of the Record Swap in Homewood, and they kind of turned it into a all ages juice bar kind of club that played a lot of punk bands and ska bands at the time.
And you said had seen a couple shows there.
I used to practically live there on the weekends when I was in high school.
Yeah.
And this band that I'm going to play next here, they were the first show that I ever saw at Off the Alley. The name of the band is Wine Press, and they started in around 92.
Okay.
And they're from Homewood, so they played all through the existence of Off the Alley. They closed down in 2000. Sound similar to like Screeching Weasel, a little more upbeat, but similar sound, kind of that Chicago punk sound. They're amazing. People went nuts when they'd come and play, so it's just a band that I think deserves to get a nod here.
Definitely.
So,
I don't believe I've heard them. I'm not familiar with them, but that's what's cool about this show too. Sometimes Brian and I don't always do a lot of discussion beforehand, so we just kind of come up with our own lists, and now you get to hear, I'm going to hear this for the first time like everybody else, and we can get our reactions to it. But sounds cool, and Off the Alley sounded like it was a cool place.
Oh yeah.
Is there anything there now, do you know of? Or
no, it's like a bank or something. It's the club that they just opened up, 350, the brewery by my house.
Yeah.
They started doing a lot of punk stuff. They had a 350 Fest.
Yeah, we've heard a lot about that.
Yeah, I see a lot of punk bands coming there, and I'm hoping that the new place that they opened up, they start playing more punk shows there.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah, and you and I have talked about them a lot, and just definitely recommend following them. We tagged them in a few local Facebook posts recently. Like you said, they're a good place for a lot of punk bands that go play. They support a lot of things. I think I'm late to the show, but the Live from the Rock Room venue kind of video production thing going on. YouTube it, find them on Facebook, but they are tied with like 350 Brewfest, and Brewery is a sponsor of their show, and they kind of do live releases, video releases Tuesdays and Thursdays, I think it was, and just local bands can come in and record, and so places like Off the Alley and 350 Brewery and Live from the Rock Room, these are really cool local places that are really small and up and coming, and just but there's a huge following to them. Like I said, I think I'm late to the party with Live from the Rock Room, but it's definitely, it's been on my playlist since I saw it. And so those are some definitely some places that support local punk music. And so we want to support them. So go find 350 Brewery on Facebook and on social media platforms and check them out if you're local. And then also Live from the Rock Room. Find them on YouTube, find them on Facebook, and, you know.
And find us on Facebook.
Exactly.
At Midwest Punks Podcast.
Yeah. We, and, we're doing a lot of sharing.
Follow.
Yeah.
Like.
You can see a picture of Edison. We posted that from this weekend. He wanted to get a picture of us with us.
His hair was amazing.
Yeah. Awesome mohawk. I'm really jealous of it. And got the color in it, too. So, yeah, definitely. You can see that photo. You can see some music videos we've been posting, some memes, things like that. So definitely find us. Interact with us. Again, we always ask you, tag some local bands, tag your band. We've had I know there's somebody on my list today who he had reached out to me in a Facebook message on the page, and I got him on my list today, so we'll listen to his band. So definitely, let's just get right into it, play some local music, hopefully you hear something you like, and let us know what you think.
All right, let's get started here with some Wine Press. This is the song Disappointed. They did a complete recordings of Wine Press released in 2013 that you can check that out. Find it online, Spotify. I'm sure it's YouTube, wherever you need it.
Cool.
But let's check it out.
Let's go. Thank you. So that was Wine Press with Disappointed, a band from Homewood, Illinois that Brian used to – it's tied to Off the Alley, the venue that used to be in Homewood.
Yep, first and, band I ever saw there.
Wow.
These guys are amazing.
Yeah, they sounded amazing. It's too, you know, definitely too bad if they're not doing a lot of local shows anymore or re-releasing anything right now. But definitely somebody to keep an eye on, and apparently it sounds like they have a lot of – songs from back in the day and that re-released album you said in 2013. So there's some stuff out there to listen to. Definitely worth listening. And I'm going to check them out for sure because I did like that sound. You could definitely hear the kind of Screeching Weasel, Queers influence and stuff
right?
like that.
Yeah.
Right up my alley. So I'm good with the fast, hard punk. So I know you got a couple more artists, Brian, that again are tied to playing it Off the Alley at some point. So they're local, they're Illinois mostly, I think, Chicago, Juliet, and stuff like that.
Yeah, trying to find bands closer to the South Side. You're trying to find stuff that kind of really speaks to the sound that was coming out of that area and Chicago in the kind of the 90s when that was kind of popular. But these are all local bands, you know.
So yeah.
Not,
no, yeah, that, you know, and that's exactly what we're...
Like we said in the beginning, the West Coast and East Coast are what everybody's talking about, but we can definitely...
Yeah, there's tons of bands here.
Compete here.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. And just trying to give them exposure, but not to hate on those other scenes, because like we were talking about too, the, you know, Live from the Rock Room, there was a band on there that I had seen, and they're from New York, but I was listening to them, man, they're pretty awesome too. They might be one of my favorites on my playlist right now. So definitely, you know, we mix it up, and we just started with Green Day. I mean, we've played a lot of the variety of bands that we've played is pretty wide, but we're definitely just trying to today focus on some local ones. So who else you got, Brian?
Another band. I actually never saw them at Off the Alley, but they did get kind of a start there. They were from Joliet, My Big Beautiful. They,
okay.
Kind of 90s again. 93 was kind of when they started their thing. Mm-hmm. And they played, it sounded like, till about 96. Kind of when they called it quits. They reunited a little bit in 2000s, kind of came back together and ran into each other at a show or something like that, kind of started doing their thing. I know that the singer, he played in The Bomb with one of my favorite bands from Chicago also, the Naked Ray Gun.
Okay, yeah.
So that's Jeff Fazzotti.
Awesome.
And, yeah, so I'm kind of familiar a little bit with their stuff, but yeah, so we're gonna hear a song by
Name of the song is pretty
it's
pretty
a little long. My Big Beautiful, the title of the track is The Triumphant Return of the Kid with the Misspelled Name.
I guess, you know, so. Somebody misspells your name, you have to have a triumphant return, right? So that's
right.
I'm interested. Let's hear it.
All right, let's check it out.
Time.
and that was the
Big Beautiful.
My Big Beautiful with the triumphant return
of the kid with the misspelled name. Yes.
Yeah.
That is actually, I didn't say it before we played it, but that is actually off a 2008 album when they kind of reunited and did that.
Put some
the
music
album's
together.
Titled The Way Things Are, The Soundtrack of My Life, Volume 1. So check that out.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good stuff on there.
Yeah, and they definitely like their long titles for albums and songs. So, no, that was a cool sound and definitely worth checking out. So, again, My Big Beautiful. Go check out what they have out there. It doesn't seem like they're making a lot of new music, but they've come together here and there. So check out what they got and keep an eye on them in case they ever come back around.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, let's move right along. We got a long list of music. It goes quick once we get in here, Brian. We always end up having to try and rush through at the end. So let's just keep it going. You have a couple more bands that ties again to Off the Alley, a venue that used to play a lot of punk shows in Homewood, Illinois. And so you have two more bands, I think, and the next one you got is
we're gonna get to Slapstick now.
Okay.
We're gonna get a little ska, so Tom Maloney might come busting in here.
Yeah, Tom Maloney's our VP of radio operations and jokes with us about his love-hate relationship, mostly hate with ska.
Yeah,
I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, yeah, I never really was that into ska, but now some of the bands kind of do crossover and the sound can kind of mesh together. So there's some ska bands out there. Like, I mean, Operation Ivy was, I think, technically mostly known as a ska punk band. So
yeah,
I mean,
this next band I'm about to play here, Slapstick, actually has a very heavy influence from Op Ivy.
Oh, so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So many do, even so many just punk bands do. Operation Ivy's on my playlist, man. They'll get you going. Unity and Soundstage and Sound System, and you know, just a ton of cool music from back in the day. And I've seen some documentaries where they talk about their shows and just the influence that they had on so many bands that have come out into the late 90s and 2000s and stuff. So Slapstick is one of them. And what else do you got about Slapstick?
They actually kind of started well. They didn't play very long. They were only together till about from 93 to 96. Short time, but they are kind of known for creating a series of other bands that kind of stemmed off of them. They called it the Slapstick Family Tree. other bands like Alkaline Trio kind of came from them. Yeah, so the Lawrence Arms, the Broadways, Tuesday, the Honor System, Colossal, the Ball, the Falcon.
Okay.
Lots of bands. So they're definitely
influential.
Yeah,
definitely
sure.
Influential.
So
cool.
This song I'm about to play probably would have fit better on our cover show, but I forgot about it. And I definitely think it's one of my favorite covers of the song Earth Angel.
Okay.
I don't know who originally did that song. We're gonna have to look it up at the break.
Well, let's play and I'll take a look. But so this is Slapstick. They're a punk Chicago ska punk band.
Yes,
from the 90s. Okay, cool. And
all
the song is Earth Angel.
And I saw the vision
Slapstick with Earth Angel. While we were playing that, I did a little Googling and found that apparently that song is a cover of a song by the Penguins. It was the band.
The Penguins, okay. Yeah. I've heard that song 1,000 times on Back to the Future.
As I say, it was actually in Back to the Future. Yeah. So that, and I don't know if that was any of the original guys in Back to the Future, but Marvin Berry, Harry Waters, they were in a band known as the Penguins back in the day. And so that's what the song is. Cover by Slapstick, a Chicago-based ska punk band. There in the beginning, it kind of had that sound like from back in the, you know, early 1950s, whatever-ish, kind of slow start to a song you'd hear in a movie or something, like Back to the Future. And then it picked up. You heard this, the horns and everything kind of associated, attributed to ska music. So that was cool. And you have one more on the list, Brian, I think.
Again, yeah, I associated figured since we were making Tom annoyed with ska music, I would just keep that going.
Oh, and we could do it all day.
Yeah. I'm going to play some.
Going to have to just do a ska show.
Yeah, we probably should.
Lock the definitely door so Tom can't come in and stop us. Yeah.
Banging on the glass. Yeah, we're going to move on with the Blue Meanies here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that was also a wrestler from back in the my old days of watching world wrestling.
Yeah, it was a character, I believe, on a Beatles, like the Yellow Submarine.
Okay.
The people, the guys that were on
that
the
sounds
Blue
familiar.
Meanies. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. I'm not hugely familiar with it.
Okay. And they're from Illinois. They're
Carbondale, Illinois. Yeah. Okay. They started out playing at Southern Illinois University back in 89.
Okay.
And they used to play Off the Alley all the time. And one of my favorite bands to see play there, they had this song, Pave the World. And it has – I was going to play that, but it's the only versions I could find of it were like 9 minutes long.
Oh, yeah.
And if you get a chance, go check it out. It's there's a live versions you can hear. And – just the way that they kind of build that song up and the crowd is just kind of like getting ready and getting ready. When they hit the chorus of that song, the crowd just goes insane.
And what song was that again?
It's Pave the World.
Okay,
that one
Pave
is
the World.
People just go kind of crazy at shows. It's really, really a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So I would recommend checking that out.
Yeah.
That whole album, actually the Pave the World album.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
And so they were associated with Off the Alley and it looks like a couple other Chicago music fests and stuff.
Yeah, they actually haven't done much since the early 2000s, and back in 2014 they came back and did the
Riot Fest.
Okay, yeah,
cool. Mm-hmm. I just got my tickets for Riot Fest this summer,
nice.
So I'll be there.
Have they released the lineup yet for Riot Fest?
Just a few bands. I know My Chemical Romance, they've said, is going to be there.
Yeah, that's all I saw so far.
I was kind of thinking Rage Against the Machine was going to headline there. They're doing their own tour. Got tickets for that as well. So if you're going to Rage Against the Machine Reunited tour at all this summer, let me know. I think I'm going to United Center and Wisconsin, Alpine Valley. So, but no, Riot Fest lineup should be coming out soon. Same with Lollapalooza and Louder Than Life. I mean, they're teasing things with some of the headliners. And even here locally, Festival of the Lakes, that's coming up in, I think it's July that Festival of the Lakes comes up. And they should be releasing their lineup anytime soon, too. So I'm anxious to hear that because they get some good bands and some good shows. It's right down the road for us, pretty easy to get to. So one year they had Chevelle and Lights Over Bridgeport and Zombie Schoolboy and Sublime with Rome. I mean, it was a pretty cool lineup that year. So anxious to see who they have coming out.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Yeah. So Blue Meanies, what song you got by them, Brian?
Acceleration 5000.
Okay.
It's an upbeat song. A little less horn. More,
okay.
More speed.
Yeah. So ska punk band Blue Meanies from Carbondale, Illinois area. And let's hear it.
All right, let's check it out.
And that was Blue Meanies with the name of that song.
Acceleration 5000.
Acceleration 5000. And so, that was cool. A little, like we were talking, a little less horns blaring, but still the ska sound.
Yeah, they got a
sound.
Jazzier horn kind of thing going on. A little less of a oompa band sound than some ska bands can have.
Yeah, that was definitely cool, though. So those were all bands, the bands that we played so far, minus obviously Green Day at the very beginning. But the last few bands we played that Brian was found some songs for were tied to Off the Alley, a punk venue in Homewood, Illinois that no longer exists. But we Brian knew a couple bands had played there and even attended some shows. So we're going to shift a little bit over to some bands that were tied to, as we mentioned earlier, too, Live from the Rock Room. That's a you can find them on Facebook. They have a YouTube channel, which has just been kind of my go-to when I'm doing stuff around the house now for the last week or so. I've been just playing their channel and listening to the songs on there. But they're tied with 350 Brewery. So again, just kind of the local places that are promoting some good music, good punk music, and supporting local rockers. So, but they produce a video series. Independent rock bands and punk bands can come on and they can record their music. At first glance, I thought it was somebody's garage or something. They say it's a home-based studio, I think is what they call it, in Westmont, Illinois, so local. And but otherwise, it does look like maybe it's just a room in a house or a basement or something. We'll have to see if we can reach out to them, maybe get somebody to come on and tell us more about what they do at Live from the Rock Room. But they release videos every Tuesday and Thursday. They've been doing this since 2016. They have just a ton of cool videos. They do some other things other than just having bands come on and start playing. They talk to them. They have them do some cool things. I know we've had Smoking Popes. We played some Smoking Popes here on the show before.
Yeah, they also are a band that kind of started out Off the Alley. So.
Yeah, and they're on Live from the Rock Room. So definitely I recommend find them on Facebook. We tag them. We'll share something else today and when we share this episode and kind of tag them to hopefully send some of you guys over their way. Check out some of their live performances that they have. And but we got two bands that we're going to start with. The first is Death in Memphis. So Paul Garcia, who I believe is the singer from the band, he had reached out pretty early on when we started and sent me a link to his band. He said, "This is my band. You know, check us out." Their picture has a cover of them at a 350 Brewery event. So again, they're playing these shows that we're talking about. So this song from them is called Keep Dragging On. This is Death in Memphis. They're from Chicago and Joliet. They just recently self-released a full-length album that's available on Spotify. And it looks like they play a good amount of local shows. I think they had a couple in January, a couple in November. So I'm definitely going to be – I'm following them on Facebook. I'm going to keep an eye out and see when they're going to play somewhere local and definitely go check them out. But for now, we can give you a little taste of Death in Memphis with Keep Dragging On.
All right, let's check it out.
Down the
Memphis with the song Keep Dragging On. So, again, somebody local. They're from Chicago and Joliet. Recently released a full-length album on Spotify. So if you find them on Facebook, we'll make sure and tag them in some stuff too and maybe share one of their videos. But follow those links. Find them on Facebook. You can find a link to their Spotify. Listen to that album. They got a lot of good songs on there. I was listening and shuffling through them. And yeah, they're definitely really cool. And look forward to seeing them at a live show sometime soon when they play.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, so they got a couple different sounds to some of their songs and stuff, but they mix it up really well. So it was a good, cool band to hear. And again, that was Paul Garcia who reached out to us on Facebook and said, hey, here's my band. And now we played him and hopefully turned some new people onto his band and their music that they're putting out. So I got one more from my list that's kind of tied with they played on Live from the Rock Room, which is where I've seen them, but they're a local band from Dayton, Ohio. This is called, or this band is the Raging Nathans, and it's N-A-T-H-A-N-S, Nathans. I know it's spelled differently a couple times, and a guy I went to college with, always his name was Nathan with a Y, so that was like his signature thing to always say, Nathan with a Y. but the Raging Nathans are, they say in their own words, that they were voted number two punk band by some website. That's what they claim on their Facebook page. So, but to their credit, they said that the whoever rated them, whatever website that was, didn't take into account their what they say their charming looks and awesome personalities or something like that. So, sounds like they're cool. And then from just kind of going through their Facebook page, they seem like they're fans of Rancid and Ramones. So in my book, they got it going on, man. So two of my favorite bands, Rancid, Ramones, and the Raging Nathans are influenced by them. So they definitely have a good sound to them. They have a few albums and soundtracks and stuff that they put together on Bandcamp. So, again, if you find them on Facebook, we'll share some links to them. But find them on Facebook, find them on YouTube, and find them on Bandcamp. But this is the Raging Nathans with a song called Where You Been.
All right, let's check it out.
It's over now.
You just heard the Raging Nathans with Where You've Been. Again, they're a band from Dayton, Ohio. Voted number two punk band by some website. And influenced with Ramones and Rancid. So find them on Facebook, find them on Bandcamp, YouTube. Definitely check them out. They got a couple other good songs. There was another one from Live from the Rock Room where I've been finding a lot of cool bands from. So check them out. We're going to shift back over. Brian, you got a couple Indiana bands. Indianapolis, there's a punk venue that I've started following on Facebook, and they do like some live shows every weekend, I think. And so we'll definitely have to try and check them out, find some bands from there. But you have some Indiana bands on your list, and they sound pretty cool. So who do you...
Yeah, I had to dig a little bit into this. A couple of these bands I had heard of. I don't really know their music really well, but this got me listening to it more. Kind of being that we're at Indiana Station here, I wanted to find some punk bands that had ties to the area, or at least the state. So this first band is called the Zero Boys, and they are from Indianapolis.
Okay.
They were around in 79, and that's when they started.
Okay.
They've had four albums, and the last one that they did was titled Monkey, released in 2014.
Okay,
so they're
so
still
been going.
Doing things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Impressive.
But yeah, that's...
And I see in the notes you have that they toured with Dead Kennedys and Minor Threat, too.
That's yeah, pretty, back in the 70s,
that's pretty
80s,
awesome.
Or
yeah.
82, that's what it was, the Hell Tour they were on. They played Torrance, California with the Dead Kennedys, Minor Threat.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's, you know, again, we're an Indiana station, but it's one of those weird geography things where we're in Indiana, but we're actually closer to Chicago than we are Indianapolis. I mean, it's, you know, Chicago we can get to in like 40 minutes, Indianapolis like two and a half, something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, that's how fast you're driving.
Yeah, exactly. And but there's definitely a lot of cool music coming out of Indianapolis, Bloomington, things like that. So we're going to try and cover it all. And we're getting started right now with Brian. You got Zero Boys. What song is it?
The title of the song is Trying Harder.
Cool.
I'm not. That's off their album, Vicious Circle.
Cool. Yeah, let's hear it.
From 1981.
Zero Boys with Trying Harder, hardcore punk band from Indianapolis. They were around in the early 80s, late 70s, but released an album in 2014, so they've been around.
Yeah, it looks like they're still doing stuff, so yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yep, and so maybe catch them around the Indianapolis area sometime or whatever, but just check them out. I'm going to find them on Facebook and try and see if I can find some other songs on YouTube and stuff like that, so definitely worth it.
Yeah, definitely found some stuff on Spotify, so
okay,
check it out there.
Cool. And you got another band, Brian, again, from the Bloomington area.
Yeah, this is a Bloomington based band.
I've seen there's been a lot of bands back in the day came out of Bloomington area.
So, yeah, it seemed to be a kind of a wave of them.
Yeah,
this is one of the bigger bands that I believe the Dancing Cigarettes were another one. Maybe we'll get to them here after this. But
yeah, we might have time for one more.
Yeah, but the Gizmos were around the 70s, late 70s. Mm-hmm. They weren't around for very long. They did a handful of EPs, no full-length albums that I'm aware of.
Okay.
I couldn't find anything anyway myself. Just a garage rock kind of punk sound to them. So,
cool. Yeah.
It's good stuff.
The Gizmos.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess, yeah, it was before the Gremlins movie came out. Yeah. So.
They can't credit it to that. But,
yeah.
Well, and then this song is called See About You.
See About You.
Cool.
Let's check it out.
All right, let's hear it. Was the Gizmos with See About You. The Gizmos were a garage punk band in Bloomington. Came around the 1970s, we were saying. Definitely hear a similarity between them and the Ramones.
Definitely.
Ramones formed in 74, so Gizmos were probably influenced by their you know, new stuff that was coming out from the Ramones and just picked up the sound, made it their own, and that was definitely pretty cool. So, again, man, Brian, time goes so quick when we get in here with the list of songs. We're going to play out with one more song. Again, you know, we're keep find us on Facebook.
Midwest Punks Podcast.
Yeah.
And follow, like us.
Yeah, we're tagging other places that you might want to follow, and we're sharing some music, sharing some memes, just looking for recommendations. Yeah. So, again, get a hold of us, share some links, share your bands, and we're going to play out with one more song. This is – who you got, Brian? Another one
from – Dancing Cigarettes.
Dancing Cigarettes. We're going
to try and wrap up the Bloomington scene here that we were playing after the Gizmos.
Yeah. So, again, a band from the late 70s?
Yeah, late 70s, early 80s.
Okay.
They were more of a lo-fi, off-kilter kind of 80s new wave sound to them.
Okay.
They played actually in CBGB. So
nice.
They probably, you know.
Again, influenced by Ramones, CBGBs, Ramones. Late 70s. Yeah. Awesome.
But yeah. Okay. So, we don't have much time here, so let's just get to it.
Yeah.
We'll say see you next time.
Yep. Definitely find us on Facebook. We'll see you next time. We're going to play out with the Dancing Cigarettes and their song.
Pop Doormat.
Pop Doormat. Thanks for listening. Catch you next
time. Thank
you.
Shadow, the other dies. Two beating hearts beating side by side. Too many things.